WSJW Morning Team Show. 8:25 with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
I'm just always like, just the movie. It's the movie. I'm just always thinking of the movie. My brother and I, we always love two lines from that movie we use all the time. One is, well, it looks like you really pulled it off. Those of you who watch the movie know exactly what I mean. One of our favorites is also, Grandma doesn't get moderation. Again, those of you who watch the movie, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Been a while since the movie's been around. 1980, is that?
1980, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's way back, 40-some years.
And, you know, obviously the three of them are great, but also Dabney Coleman playing
really
Franklin Hart
playing the bad guy.
Such an iconic role. Yep.
The bad boss.
Yep.
I'll tell you why we're playing Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 in just a moment. I should first of all say, in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, Art Lewis in your home studio, we say good morning to you, sir.
Yep, just remembering the punishment he received from those women.
Yes, both in their dreams and then in reality, yes.
In reality, yes, that's right.
When you think about what that was portrayed in that movie, in The Office.
How far ahead of the times it was.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy. I want to first of all say thank you to our loyal family of listeners. So, you know, yesterday, Dave Maurer, we were talking about your birthday, and we put a Facebook post up and had nice compliments and commentary on Facebook from people who liked and loved and left some comments about your birthday. So.
My chief critic wasn't happy with the picture.
Your chief critic?
Wait, I did a bad job.
What'd your wife say?
I did a bad job.
I thought Pat took a great
picture.
Okay. Well, it's there.
Have her contact a photographer.
Yeah, that's it. Right. My fault. It was my fault.
I especially love the one comment somebody made. Saying, you know, happy birthday, Dave. I'm wondering how many years you were in radio.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
how many years here? And I told them that and radio.
Yeah, 42 here, 54 in radio. And the comment back was, pretty good for being only 30 years old.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I wish, is what I responded.
Well, again, it was hopefully a nice birthday that you had, and we wanted to mention our listeners who responded in kind to recognize
on our appreciate Facebook it. Post. Yeah, and everybody on my Facebook and also on the station Facebook, we appreciate it, and thank you all very much.
So, Dolly Parton, you know, she has a collaboration with Duncan Hines. She has...
Oh, eat more cake.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's introduced on Wednesday a limited edition baking collection of baking cake mixes, coconut and banana cake mixes, two kinds of buttercream frosting and accessories, including recipe cards. And it was a $40 baking collection, all that. You know, you get your cake mixes, your cream, and your recipe cards. And it sold out before noon. Sold out before noon. Dolly said in an announcement, I've always loved to cook. Growing up in the South, I especially love that authentic mom-and-pop kind of cooking. I'm excited to launch my own line of cake mixes and frostings with Duncan Hines, bringing that sweet Southern-style baking experience I enjoy to others. Right now, Duncan Hines is taking notifications, people who want to go online and say, hey, when you have more in stock, let me know. And it also says here, though, they'll come in March, they're going to sell the cake mixing and frostings as individual items, and they're going to be selling for about $2 each.
No, not good.
So,
all right.
If you'd like to wait for that, you can get your Dolly Parton Duncan Hines cake mixes and frostings.
Well, they sound good.
Yeah, not bad for someone who just turned 76 last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
She continues to be very entrepreneurial, shall we say.
Yeah, very, very active.
Yeah.
It's just everywhere.
And along with that, of course, her well-known charitable organizations and what she does, too. So that's fun.
How about that?